Before you told me that career opportunities was when Joe had been on it for about a year and they wouldn't send me away to
somewhere. That's another one, a re-establishment centre, right? That was his one, right? And my lines are the ones about
earlier. Well, that's how it's just the two things brought
together. The old thing, Keith, whose decision was it to do that? What was that, to get away from
Mickey was spent like about 6 months working, like, they went to the cinema, they found it, they got put to the guy, and like 6 months later it happened, right? And they was just doing it as a one-off, you know?
Yeah.
And they was like really angry when it came out in the sounds and that. But they said, oh yeah, this is a new punk rock venue. Yeah. Packies. He's talking about the packies and the rascals. See, the packies and the cinema, right? They double booked it both nights deliberately.
And like Saturday night, it's like
us against rascals, right? And then on the Saturday night, us against the packies.
Right. And like Saturday night is the packie night out.
Maybe the packie.
The management's
a packie, right? Yeah. And maybe he was edging his bets as a businessman, right? Saying
so
like,
he knew he'd get money. Whoops,
like, you know what I mean? Like, I'll get these English guys, right? They say they're going to put on a rock show, right?
They're a bunch of mugs.
I'll get them in, right? And just in case they don't show up, I'll get the Rastas in, who booked it for a Kung Fu Uncensored film festival, right?
Yeah.
And so on Saturday night, he double booked against the packies, so we had to do a lot of talking.
And like, we were thinking about bribing everybody in sight, right, just to get a gig on, like, because it was real heavy, because, like,
you couldn't.
On the day that the gigs was announced in the papers, right, Bernie come in and said, look, we're cancelled. Right, and we said, no, we want to play it, we really want to fucking play it, like, the second one was
going to play it both nights.
Yeah, play.
So what did they do it for? They done it purely for financial gain.
It's business, right?
They weren't doing it
like, and like, we had a real big problem, because, like, when we walked in the cinema that day, we just looked around, right, and it's like, we built a stage, right, and the seats, right, and some little kind of seats, and it's like, you know, like, amateur podium. So we took the first five rows of seats out, right, and as soon as they seats never been taken out, since the Coliseum was built, right, as soon as you took them out, they felt this, right, and there was, like, five rows of broken seats, right, before we even started, right, like, and we pushed them all out the back, right, and the paint got around it, like, kind of freaked out, you know, like, demanded, like, hundreds of quids or something, like, as a deposit, right.
This is long before the gig.
This is like Friday afternoon, like, we'd like taking the seats out because we wanted kids to stand. Like, better, I reckon, like, if I go to a gig, right, the best gigs are when there's either a stage at the front and a bar at the back, right, and nothing in between it, you know what I mean? Like, just like room for dancing or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, but it worked okay because there was loads of space, like, and the people just like to stand in.
It's like, the way it works out, was anybody that really wanted to see it had to put themselves out a little bit and not just like going down the road.
Right, well that's great because it provided an alternative.
Yeah, join it. And then
there's guys down there, like, who are like, as infiltrators, right, who are going down there, right, and like, they really want to manipulate the movement.
Nah, they just want to use it for their own fucking ends, right? And like, unless the bullshit stamps out, right, with these
Nazi party songs, right? What's this? Yeah. I want to form a Nazi party.
And,
I've got a great idea what you can do. Starting to pick out your spray cans about this, right? They're really like red or blue or green or all different colours.
But one of those
spray in their eyes or something.
One of those two, what you want to have is one of those little lemon squeezes.
I've got one of them.
One of those little lemon
squeezes, right?
You smoke,
yeah. Get it in the eyes. Mix it up with pepper as well.
But don't get it on that grape, because otherwise they go really bad.
I've got one of them, they're smart.
What did you think of the rock media?
Every week.
Yeah, what do you think? Like, the majority of people. So I think they're a bunch of cunts in the whole.
I mean, I don't know. What's I'm interested to see. I'm really interested when a new writer writes about us.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm really glad to see there's like some of our contemporaries writing in the papers to yourself.
Yeah, but he's about the only one.
No, he isn't.
Who else is there?
Right?
Else
there's Julie Birchall.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, but who else?
I mean, there's more than that. Well, hang on, let me think about it.
There isn't
there? No, there is, right? No, there's loads of them, isn't it? Right, but they're mostly in fanzines at the moment.
Yeah,
right?
In the fanzines, like, but not in the mainstream press. This geese is about the only one. I mean, I ain't met Julie, right, but
you met her that night when I was having a fight with the outsiders, you remember?
Oh,
loads,
yeah.
Cut loads of
them.
Well, it comes down to a certain extent.
Should we get out and get on that train?
Actually, I want to get off somewhere. I want to have a piss.
Oh, let's go.